This weekend marks the penultimate weekend of the men's Premier League season, and defending champion CNS UCC Demons are facing a battle to the very bitter end to reclaim their title ahead of playing bottom side Aonan next week. They face into two massive ties this weekend. First up on Saturday, Colin O'Reilly's side away to fifth place GCD Swords Thunder before they host Temple Oak on Sunday. The sides level on points at the top of the table. CNS UCC Demons player coach Colin O'Reilly joins me now to preview the weekend. And Colin, it is the biggest weekend of your season when it's put like that, surely?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's generally leagues don't come down to the last few games, and it's an exciting time for the league as a whole. You know, it'll bring a bit of publicity to it. For us, again, it's, you know, we've been in this situation before where we're the defending champions. So as always, your goal as defending champions is to defend your title. And if you can't defend it, is to go out in the best way possible, go down swinging. So that's going to be our goal this weekend. We're going up against two teams that have defeated us already this season. So it's important that we've put in the adjustments in place, that everyone understands them, and, you know, see where that takes us then on the day.
Even compared to the conclusion of last season, Colin, it's obviously completely different. You were unbeaten. So how different is it, or how much harder is it prepare for this weekend?
I wouldn't say it's any harder or any easier, to be honest. It's still the goal is still the same. You know, the goal is still to go out and perform best you can. You know, no matter how much you do in the practice court, you're hoping that can carry over to the game. You know, for us, it's we've got a nice bit of experience with fellas that have been in this situation before, and we have a nice bit of freshness as well, where guys are going to be really enthusiastic about it, you know, and that's kind of what you need to go into the games. And you're just, you know, they're one-off games, but you can't play them with the pressure of a one-off game. It's you've got to go out there as any regular league game and, you know, just give it your best shot, really. It's not, you know, it's not going to make or break our season as far as I'm concerned. You know, wins can gloss over issues and losses can take away from the good you've done all along. So for me, you know, I won't judge us on how the weekend goes, but it would be nice for us to come away with the two wins.
Okay, so starting with Saturday's match, first of all, and coming up against Swords Thunder, will Sunday's game come into it at all in how you prepare for this match?
Not really from my point of view, no. The overall grand scheme of things, Saturday's game actually is probably irrelevant if we, you know, we can afford to lose Saturday's game once we win Sunday's, but that's not a mentality that I've ever taken into any game. It's always the next game is the most important game for you, and it's important that we go out there and perform from the get-go. You know, it's a fairly hostile environment up there. It's a tight court. It's probably a court that doesn't suit our skill set. But, you know, it's one that we have gone up and we've won before. And, you know, we have some in the back of our mind. They came to our home court and absolutely destroyed us in the cup semi-final. So we have something to go up there and prove, and we have that extra motivation outside of just the league itself. You know, Swords are in fifth place. It doesn't do them justice for their talent-wise. For their talent, they have at their disposal. But, you know, we're going up there looking to win. We're going up there looking to execute a game plan that we feel will give us the best shot of winning. And, you know, we're going up there treating it as if it's the most important game of the weekend.
A quick turnaround then, though, Colin, to the match on Sunday. And I was going to call it potentially a season-defining game, but I can tell by the way you're speaking, you're not going to let that creep into the mindset. But the match against Temple Oak on Sunday at the Mardyke, how do you feel about that today ahead of, I suppose, playing a match before it even?
Again, you know, on Sunday we'll have to reassess everyone's injuries, everyone's illnesses that we've had over the last few weeks. It will be season defining from the people outside the group. But, you know, as I said, I'm not going to judge our season based on one or two games we've played. It's more based on overall performance and what we try to get to. It is important for us in the Sunday game that, you know, we use the home court to our advantage. We try to build momentum early and use the crowd to our benefit. You know, we can't leave any nervous tensions creeping like it did in the cup semi-final when we were at home. So it's, you know, it's interesting for us. Both teams will be coming off a game the night before. Both teams have been struggling injury-wise of late. Both teams haven't hit their peak performance of late. So, you know, Sunday is going to be, you know, Sunday, the teams that hit the floor Sunday might be completely different to the teams that hit the floor the Saturday night.
Are you well capable of doing you a favour on Saturday, Colin, or will you even entertain that question?
And it's not even about that. It's even if you well do, it still comes down to Sunday's game, because it can go to a playoff then if we're tied and wins losses. The one thing at least the UL game does is that Temple Hogue will be on the floor for 40 minutes, whether they win or lose, whether it's an easy game or a tough game, they're still going to be on the floor for 40 minutes, which saps a bit of the energy for the day after. So, you know, it's at least we're going into Sunday's game. Both teams will have the game the night before. It's a level playing field then. And, you know, it comes down to best team on the day, really.
And when you're facing into a weekend like this, it's obviously going to be a massive squad effort. So, Colin, from that point of view, like in terms of, have you any new injuries or anything like that hampering things this week?
We don't have anything new, but we've got quite a few coming back from illness. We had three out last week due to illness, and we have injuries, the long-standing injuries that for a double header, I'm not sure how we'll get through it. It's a case of managing players' minutes, looking at the matchups on Saturday and Sunday and seeing which players will suit which matchup the most. And, you know, we might have players that don't play at all on the Saturday evening that will play on the Sunday just based on that, and vice versa. So it's a case of just, you know, sitting down. We have the grand plan in our heads, but as you know yourself, is that can go out the window 5 minutes into the first game. Someone goes over an ankle. So, you know, we'll look at it. We'll be fairly methodical in our approach as far as players' minutes and matchups, and try to get the most out of that.
Colin, we mentioned at the outset the fact that it's a title defence and a huge weekend for that. When you're preparing for this weekend, do you draw it all on the disappointment of the Cup title defence and not being successful there, when you kind of look at the opportunity that's at stake here this weekend?
No, I'd be more of a approach that drawn from the successes we've had in the previous two seasons, and the successes, like, we still won, I think, 17 games this year already. You know, so rather than look at a couple of disappointments, it's more on the successes and what feelings we had throughout those games and what got us to that point of success, you know, and trying to bring that experience. You know, we've had a lot less losses than wins over the last 2.5 years, so we know we're doing something right. We just have to make sure that we can find that right formula over the weekend to get to that point again. You know, I'm fairly happy with where we are at as a group. And, you know, you're not going to win them all, but it's important that we go out there with the mentality that it's our trophy, it's our chance now to defend it the best we can, make sure that we leave it all on the line.